I am speaking today with the Ag Fanatics, and I will have them introduce each of themselves so that you'll know who's talking when their voices come up, even though they sound kind of alike. It's Nick and Corey, the Ag Fanatics. Introduce yourself for me, guys.
Not to sound like Corey here, this is Nick Klump on this end, this is just something that Corey and I started late last year, so we're looking forward to progressing and keeping this thing going.
And I'm Corey Winstead with Ag Advisor.
Okay, yeah, both of you, give me your titles with your real jobs.
So I'm again Corey Winstead, and I'm an Ag Advisor account manager.
Nick Klump, and I am a risk management specialist for Ag Advisor.
Okay, so you guys started the Ag Fanatics podcast a couple of months ago. So why don't you, either one of you, get started? I'm sure you both have something to say about it. Tell me what the impetus was for starting the Ag Fanatics podcast.
I listened to quite a few podcasts myself, and so I kind of went through and noticed that there weren't a lot of podcasts out there for in the agricultural area, and so it's something that I've been wanting to do and thought it was a good opportunity to just try to share ag news, let's say, in a fun and informative way and just have a good time. So, but the idea is to try to, you know, Nick and I sit next to each other typically every day, and so we have conversations about the market, and we talk all day long. So the idea was just, instead of making it an interview-type process or a radio-type show, just make it two people sitting at their desk and just kind of communicating back and forth and keeping it lively and fun. And so that's why from time to time we'll make fun of each other and laugh and go that route. So, but really, just we're just looking for another way to get ag news out to our customer base.
I guess my side of that story is, Corey said, I got this great idea, and I said, let's do it. So we ran with it, and that's kind of how I got involved with it. So just following on the heels of Corey's great idea.
Yeah, well, it's the wingman that always gets the praise, and so Nick's the guy.
All right, well, now tell me, how long have you been doing this, and how have you been promoting it, and what kind of response are you getting?
Yeah, we started, what would you say, Nick? Was it the last 2 weeks?
Two weeks
before
the
Christmas.
End of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks. So last couple of weeks of December is when we started it. And, you know, it, like anything, when you start, it kind of kicks off slower. But we found that success has come pretty fast. So we've marketed it on our website. We've marketed it through RFD Radio. We've had the opportunity to do that with Alan Duran there. We've also, through our other relationships with the GrowMark FS system, we're able to push it out through a lot of the elevator customers there, and also our customer base that we have. Plus, we are able to send it to the country insurance folks as well. So we've got some outlets that we can kind of push that out to, and have done that. And the response, I would say, has been surprisingly positive. When you do something like this, you know, you hope you get a couple hundred people to listen, and we've grown and have a very solid, consistent listener base that we're extremely happy to see, and it continues to get bigger. So as we continue to put more shows out, more people are listening, and so it's exciting and keeps us wanting to do more. But Nick and I want to do this full time. So.
Yeah, we're trying to take it worldwide. But and we've also brought in speakers, you know, so from the, you know, weather industry, the livestock industry, and that's kind of helped promote different areas that we don't really touch on each day, too. So
your main focus is on the markets, and that's part of what AgriVisor does, is to help farmers understand the markets and use them for their benefits, because it is such a big part of agriculture, and I guess you're just really trying to make that interesting and easy to listen to.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. You know, a lot of people don't understand, well, what is risk management? What do you do? What do you talk about? What do you just stare at the markets? What goes into it? And so it's a way for us to share a lot of that information that we learn or know without somebody having to read it, because in some cases for a lot of people it's not a very fun and exciting read. And so we just try to find important topics of the day or important information and share that to the listeners, and so far it's been successful.
Are you starting to get listener feedback? Are you taking questions from people who your audience? Are you getting that kind of feedback?
Nick, you want to take that?
Yeah, we definitely have. We have an email set up, toagfanatics@gmail.com, and we do receive feedback there, more possibly along the lines of what kind of intro music we have. But
a lot of people didn't like some of the songs we played at the beginning.
But no, it's been good feedback so far, and all positive news. You know, I think it's just gaining traction as we go here.
Yeah, as we go forward too, Cindy, on that, we will start to poll the audience more so as to, hey, you know, let us know what you'd like to hear, or you know, if somebody has a suggestion of, you know, hey, this is something that we don't understand, or this is something I'd really like you to, you know, I'd like to learn more about or hear more about, then you know, we'll take those suggestions to heart and try to get you know, meet that need or meet that want.
So when you guys record, now you say, I mean, is it just like, you know, you're sitting at your desk together and you just decide to put the microphone up and just record your conversation?
Yeah, we order a pizza and get some some Pepsi, and we just kind of sit down and go with it. But no, we actually go to the Illinois Farm Bureau radio station and do all the recordings down there. So it's a pretty formal setup, actually, and Corey and I basically sit there together and just kind of talk it through, and sometimes Corey's been on the road, and it's a little difficult to, you know, get a good vibe when you're not sitting right next to the person that you're usually bouncing ideas off of.
Yeah, and the one thing too is, you know, going back kind of that first question he asked, I did a radio spot with Alan down at the RFD studio, and we started talking afterwards just about podcasts and that, and I said, you know, I really have this idea of doing this, and he said, well, you guys can use my studio, I'll help you, just come down and do it. And then once we did it the first time, he's like, now I'm holding you accountable to come down here and do this every week. And so he's kind of, I mean, he's been a huge fan and supporter of ours. And so if it weren't for him, you know, we may have only done three shows and you know, stopped because of the difficulty of it. But he records it and takes care of us. So it, he's been a huge, huge asset to have.
Well, that's good because, yeah, that was my next question is how do you find the time to do it? Because you basically added this into your regular jobs, and you were doing it. Are you still doing it twice a week? And how long are the programs usually?
Yeah, we try to do it twice a week, but as travel and things, you know, during the busy season and in our business, this has been the busy season. So we've been in and out of the office a lot, but we try to do it twice a week. It's about 15 to 20 minutes is usually what the episodes go for. A little longer if we have a guest. It's usually when we hit that 20-minute mark. Otherwise, we try to keep about that 15, 20-minute mark. Yeah, it gets tough if you don't have a topic, I will say. You know, I mean, as you probably know, Cindy, I mean, you're trying to find material to news to talk about and that. So it kind of comes, you know, there are times where you're like, man, we just talked about this last week. And so we try to keep it fresh and fun and light. But it does become tough from time to time. But we're going to stick to the two a week format as long as we can.
Well, of course, your primary audience, obviously with RFD Illinois too, is the main, I guess, the main service area of a GrowMark FS area. But you could go nationwide or even global with this podcast, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, the funny part is, I was just at the Commodity Classic. And I was standing. We had a booth there, and so I was standing there. And a guy walks up, and he's like, "Hey, I just heard your podcast." And I'm like, "Oh, wow, great, thanks. Where are you from?" And he's like, "Pennsylvania." So you know, we have listeners not only in Illinois, but we've got some in Iowa and some as far as Pennsylvania. So it's kind of a cool feeling when you're like, "Wow, I'm in." You know, Nick and I just started this just for you know just to see what happened, and you get listeners really across the country.
They hold you accountable.
Yeah. Well, then you start getting nervous, right? Because now you really got to say, now you got to say real stuff. Can't make it up as you go anymore.
Maybe you should start a YouTube channel, too, and you can really go viral.
I think that would be fun, yeah.